Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me, Ian Longway.
I'm Ian Longway.
How many times everybody. Have you been on the show? Like three times or something like that?
Ooh, I think it's only been... this is number two.
Okay, well...
Multi this guy doesn't remember the best guest in the history.
I feel like I've had you three times. Okay.
Maybe you just listened to me on Sean's podcast. Oh, the self-indulgent podcast. We should go on that together. I feel like
that
we should
would
shake
fun.
Some things up. I've heard you on there before, so.
What do you think of my performance? I'm just very mean to everybody.
I like it. I like the biting comedy. Some people can't take it.
Yeah.
You know what I say to those people?
What?
Take it. Just take it.
Yeah.
You'll get used to it.
That's you know? What you say as this sound happens. You know what I'm saying?
A golf clap.
No, you're having sex with somebody. And
oh, that's what
take
it sounds like.
That fucking bittersweet joke. Cock. Look.
Joke cock.
This is what you posted to Facebook. I gotta just ask you about this.
Oh, boy.
In an effort to be more artistic, I'll participate in this. Craft it forward. The first five people who comment on this will get something lovely and handmade, crappily and shoddily, from me at some point in 2014. The catch. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You must post this to your Facebook.
No
and
one
make
did.
Your own client. So what did you make? You made five people something?
Oh, I didn't make it. I got a whole year to do this.
Oh, by the end of 2014.
Yeah,
by the
end of 2014. So
okay.
Any
ideas cooking? Some
you
doilies?
Know, I'm gonna let it organically happen because I feel like that's the
have
best.
Have five
kind
people
of
a... commented yet?
No.
I think
there's only been, one real comment.
Sure.
Like, they wanted to do it. And then one from Hans that I think was just being just a rude person, you know.
What
he's
did he,
just
what
not
did he
wanting
say?
To play the game. And can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something making fun. Making fun of the status update.
So
like,
you want to improve your life. And every time there's a new year, it's like, hey, what am I going to do this year to improve my situation? You
Correct.
Said arts and crafts.
I'm going to get super crafty.
How did you come to the conclusion that being crafty is going to help what you need? Are you impatient?
Well, you know
or
what?
What's going on?
I was on Facebook that morning, and I was looking through the news feed, as most people usually do when they're bored or just wanting to waste time. You know, you look at what your friends are doing when you're not worrying about what you're going to post on your own shit, you know. And I saw that. I saw
someone
a way to be crafted, the exact same message.
Oh, so you
and
just
I was like,
copied
I
it like a
no
chain letter.
No effort in this whatsoever. And... you know what? For some reason, I was in a crafty mood in the morning, which doesn't usually happen.
Did
so.
You fold your toilet paper a certain way before you wiped
oh,
your
bottle? I always square it. Some
four
people
square?
Ball it up.
I'll go four square.
Depends,
and often
depends on the ply.
I'll go five square and then reach over to the sink and put a little water on it. You know why? Sometimes I have hemorrhoids. And
you know what?
A little cold splash of water.
That's
on the
that's what I was talking
nice.
With my landlord about tonight.
Because
you know we were talking about wiping asses.
You wipe from back to front or front to back?
I am a forward swiper.
So that means you reach between your legs.
My legs, yeah.
And then you kind of start from the back and then.
And
move
see,
so
you know what? People
scrotum.
Say, "Oh, you're gonna smear shit all over your balls." Or like my landlord said, all over your vagina. And I say to them, that's coming from a person who does not know how to wipe their ass the right way. You know, you got to give it a little finesse.
See, let me admit something. That's exactly how I wipe my butt, too. But I think a lot of people, as I've seen in movies, people go, they reach with the toilet paper all the way to the back of themselves. All the way to the back, like
oh, like they're
like
giving themselves a reach around.
Yeah, and it's like, why is the toilet paper traveling that far?
I'm
when it can just dip between your legs. That's the easiest access.
Thank you.
But it's gonna be dreadful if five people do a post by the end of 2014. You're going to have to make five crafts. You know, so
that you know what they say. You know what they say. Hindsight is 20/20.
Well, maybe it'll, you
We're
know.
50-50.
Maybe when you make
you should get on the list. Everyone.
Like a tissue box cozy. I saw Martha Stewart once made a tissue box cozy. Like she knitted something, like a knitted yarn thing, just to put over your tissue box to go, oh, look, this tissue box has a sweater. Like, I've never had that much time on my hands.
You could knit a Ninja Turtle.
The invention of a housewife is really a unbelievable thing, right?
What a lady, right?
There's this
Team Hathaway.
There's this meme going around that says, Anne Hathaway's reason for leaving acting makes me so sad, and it's all our faults.
Oh, that's in the headline.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this is what the blog posted. Oh, I've seen
very, it's a very vague
Facebook.
Headline.
Yeah.
Which the most of those are.
Did you read
I
that
did
article?
Read the article, yes.
Why is it our fault?
That's exactly what she's saying, because she's saying that everybody hates Anne Hathaway, and no one can give a good reason why you hate. And then most people are like, at least that she's saying, are saying that they hate her because she's too beautiful or she's too talented or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know,
so that's her way of her PR person going, you know what Anne Hathaway's problem is? She's too talented. She's too beautiful. She's
we
got to
make people hate her.
Her tits are too perfect.
And you know what? It even said in the article that like, and that was like a year after, you know, those Oscars or whatever, right?
Right.
And or whenever the Les Mis was made, and she hasn't made like that whole year. She didn't make a movie because she said that. She thought people were tired of her. And she thought she would give people a break from her. That's what she said.
Right.
Because she hears all the haters on. And you know what I say to Anne Hathaway? I say, bad move. Mm-hmm. You don't listen to them, right, Eric? You don't listen to the haters.
I mean, she is in such an incredible position where any time that she goes into a movie, she'll make millions and millions and millions of dollars. And if she wants to step aside for a year and let someone else come up, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, you should try for her demographic there.
Yeah, I'm going to get her roles.
The female ingenue who can sing
pretty good. I once gave a ghost a blowjob, so I do have some feminine wiles.
You're used to using your throat skills. Yeah.
Doesn't quite work for hitting those Les Mis high notes,
no.
Eh?
Sounds you never more know, like this. Maybe if it was going in the other end, then you'd have some high notes.
Take this. Take this. Take this dirty joke. Listen.
That's for you, audience.
So you post a lot of things about celebrities, but Dustin Hoffman breaks down crying.
Did I post that?
You reposted it. Worth the watch. Worth the thought. Dustin Hoffman breaks down crying, explaining something that every woman sadly already experienced. When he was on Tootsie,
he was walking
around as this 50-year-old bag, and he felt rejected by society. No one wants that old fucking puss. That is used
it's
up
It's because
shit.
No one wanted to have sex with him
as
a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he understood.
But was he really putting it out there, though? Was he putting it out there?
You know, I mean, I assume if he's method acting.
Or did Dustin
Hoffman... He's trying to get his vagina fucked.
You think so? He was going to
go... If he's really a method actor, he's going to go out there, he's going to try
Balls
to have
deep.
Vagina sex. Yep.
Look.
But I heard, you know, he's not that dedicated, so...
This reminds me of the Anne Hathaway story where it's like, no one wanted to fuck me. I just thought that people were sick of Tootsie's pussies. And so I just got so upset by how women feel.
I think his problem, too, was like he's like girls with glasses aren't getting enough love, too. Maybe girls with saggy titties aren't getting enough love.
Right. Well, it's just he had those big glasses on. You know, those aren't very... I guess they were as well.
I like girls with glasses, you know.
Me too.
And if it's covering up the manliness of you, then I'm all for it too. So
distracts from the Adam's apple.
Glasses definitely distract from the Adam's apple.
Also, he was in New York. People know what trannies look like. Okay, maybe no one wanted to fuck him because they thought he was a man. Because he was. So and he breaks down.
Did you
crying.
See that movie?
I love Tootsie.
Yeah,
it's funny. Bill Murray's
so
amazing.
So did you believe?
No,
he was.
No, you can tell it's a dude. I mean, some of it was okay, but I mean, also because you have to think that was like in the 80s when it was like the video picture was grainier. You know what I mean? They used the soft focus. And so.
The HD.
I don't know.
Not worth it.
So, what's going on with Twinkle Time?
We just shot a promo vid.
So you did like a pilot or you did a whole series of web series?
Well, we did like a pilot and then we did like some vignettes. And then recently it was more of like a promotional video with a live band, like, you know, usually what we do on stage. But with a live band this time, bass player, guitar player,
sure,
and drummer.
Now you are children's entertainers, I just
correct, know. Yes, as children's. Because you never know what the name, you know. I'm gonna make sure. But so we shot that for showing to like fairs and stuff, you know, and like, you know, booking agent or, you know, people
right.
like that to we already have a booking agent, but it's like to do more like shows and fairs and like travel around more. Like
okay.
They wanna see exactly what they're getting.
Right.
So, gotta show them.
Yeah, you gotta make a promo video.
Gotta make it.
You gotta sing and dance and do all that stuff. Okay. Well, let's get into some. I think that now people have set up in their minds, like, that you're a thinker, that you're, like, an educator.
I'm a celebrity watcher.
You know, like, you're very keen and perceptive about the world. I don't want to big you up too much, but it's just...
Definitely from my status
you're a
updates.
Genius. You're a scholar.
Stop
so,
brilliant.
Now I want to ask you about this.
Jesus.
Now, the Nation of Islam leader is a guy called Louis Farrakhan, and he asked that President Obama open up Area 51 to scientists in a sermon he gave on Sunday, February 15th. Let's listen to some of that.
All right.
President Barack Obama... Call the scientists. Open up Area 51 to the scientists of the world. Because you, America, are the leader that Allah God has raised and made you powerful that he might make himself known through you. And if America calls the scientists of the earth to such place, they will respond. What would be the reason for the call? To show them a sign of the presence of God, to right the wrongs of the earth, and to heal it. If President Obama even attempts to do this, the shadow government will be in trouble. Earth is being visited by extraterrestrials.
He just wants to see the alien Area 51.
So he's threatening America to see a tourist attraction in America.
Heavily armed spaceship the size of the city that will rain destruction upon white America, but those who embrace the Nation of Islam.
I think he just wants to get to the aliens first and get on their side,
yeah.
Which is not a bad idea.
He's
you
putting
know?
It in the press out there like... The Nation of Islam, totally into alien shit. Here's the other thing. You know, I talk about this all the time, but the Catholic Church actually has the biggest library of UFO research in the world. In the Vatican, they have the archive of the biggest alien. But it's like, it's almost like they're trying to hedge their bets. Like, yo, if Jesus doesn't come first and it's the aliens, we got that shit covered.
What if it's alien Jesus?
Probably is. Jesus is an alien. What do you think he is? He came from a higher dimension. What if an entity can go in four dimensions?
So what do you call, if it's not an alien, but it's an interdimensional being? Well, is there a slang, a lingo for that?
Well, it's just like, you know, in any Bible, then whenever aliens come into the picture, and that wasn't in your Nation of Islam book, when that wasn't in your Quran, when that wasn't in your fucking Bible,
yeah.
It's all bullshit. immediately aliens make your religion, eviscerates it into why didn't you write about
actually,
these fuckers?
Actually, and I'll
go on.
I'll quote my uncle. He says, because he's very religious, and like he's a hilarious guy. He's the one I could see like where I get my interesting personality from.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like one night we were camping, and he's like, he said flat out, he's like, I know there are aliens out there. I know they're out there because the Bible says so. And I'm like, really, even at a young age, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Because I had fun into Sunday school. And, you know.
Uh-huh.
And like, it was some passage where some saint, some dude that got lucky met God. And God, it said in the Bible, God lifted him up and he saw above the heavens and he saw the wonders. He's like, see right there, that could be anything. That could be aliens that he saw.
Yeah.
He could have seen anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, also, you're right.
Every passage,
it could be anything.
Any passage could mean anything because it was translated from Greek to fucking Roman to fucking English to fucking, and then some other pope edited it and he was fucking a kid in the mouth. And then, you know, who the fuck knows
like,
what any of
perfect.
That is.
This is perfect.
I had an
immaculate
best-selling
conception. Book of all time.
So, I just hate when, first of all, religious people call themselves scholars because you only have one book to fucking research. How fucking hard is that scholarship degree?
But they know all the ways to interpret it in their favor. So
exactly, and then
that
just,
makes them experts.
They just look through the glasses of this book of bullshit and then go, aliens, this is what I would think about it. Well, I worked for today. I did my job today. Not that this is a static book that really doesn't change in time, but you know, when these scholars get to be in charge of that book and all of a sudden and they need to like eat sandwiches every day to survive, they have to like come up with new bullshit every day, you know?
Has to be sandwiches.
Well, that's a basic unit of food, isn't it?
You're getting some of your pyramid food items in there, definitely, yeah.
So, I don't know if you've ever had a dog that's died. Have you ever had a dog that's died?
Yeah.
It's always a bummer.
Yeah.
Booster? Oh, look at that
little
fluff monster.
I'm pointing to a picture in my room of Booster for all of you that can't see.
It's like
see.
A poodle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. A
He's
white
a
poodle.
He was bought.
Mm-hmm.
I say bought. He was became part of the family. And
at PetSmart.
Yes.
The barcode was put on his forehead.
Actually, no. It was. I remember it because the dog before this had an unfortunate end. We'll go into of that. I don't want to depress the listeners. You know,
car accident. Yeah. Take his own
continue.
Life.
Freak accident.
He left it
where I feel guilty.
You stick the dog in your ass. What did you do?
You know what? They said start with a hamster, but I'm like, no.
No.
I could do better than
if
that.
Richard Gere could suck my dick. I'm shoving a poodle up my ass.
but this guy, he died about maybe 3 years ago.
Did you put him in a pet cemetery? Did you get him cremated? What'd you do?
Well, it was my parents' dog, but, you know, I've known him since I was 15, right? So he lived a good life, but I think they just had him buried.
Did you ever give him a red rocket?
You know what? I felt like my giant hands.
Yeah?
On his little poodle dick.
Yeah?
Which is a little bit too much for him. I could never bring myself to do it.
Oh, that's such a shame because now Booster died and he never like saw
the
rainbows, you know, over his eyes. So
someone might have been. It might have been the neighborhood kid.
Oh, that would have been so great.
I
just hope he raped the squirrel once.
You know what?
Just to know the joy.
Since we're on the topic of Booster,
yeah,
got a little funny Booster anecdote,
yeah.
Booster dote for you. So,
peanut butter on the boss.
What's going on? So one Christmas, you know, we're all hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Christmas, it was probably Christmas Eve, right? Everybody's drinking.
Sure.
People were putting their their champagne, their wine on the ground. And then people were picking up. They're like, I thought I had more than this. And Booster was going around and drinking up all the alcohol from everybody's glasses. And by the time we noticed it, like, we looked at him, and he was fucking wasted, dude. Like, just, like, stumbling around and rolling around. And little, like, poodle feet. Oh, my God, you poor little guy. Like, and we brought him outside. And, you know, because he tried to pee. He did the girl pee, right? And for the pooping, it took him like 30 seconds to get placed to take a shit. And he started taking a shit, and he rolled back right on his shit. And he had shit all over the back of him. I was like, oh, Booster, no!
So he just fell on his back my God. While shitting.
Yeah, he couldn't. He was so drunk that he couldn't.
Oh, my God. Get it together,
Come
Booster.
Come on, Booster. Next morning, I'm sure he was hurt.
Was that soon? Like, did he get liver damage from that and then die soon after?
No, that wasn't the he lived that long was, after that.
That was in his prime, like, party phase.
Yeah. That was his one frat night.
Well, you know, a lot of people are saving their dogs in different ways. You know, a pet leaves the family. Oh, it's devastating. But people are putting the ashes of dogs into paintings. Like, they'll mix it into the paint and then make a painting of Booster. Oh, I have a cute little puppy on the couch.
And it will be.
And it's Booster's
Booster
in there.
In the painting.
Also making sweaters out of the dog hair. This seems like a bad one.
The only first thing I think about is all of those items being haunted. Because, I mean, yeah, it's going to be your dog, but it's so.
And that dog,
freaky.
Like, lived in the people world. It saw what was going on. Okay.
And like, imagine with me in a crazy world where if you do that, what if you're painting his soul into the painting?
Uh-huh.
And he can't escape. He's just looking out at you forever.
Yeah, it's like, that's why they had the pyramids, because so that the mummies would know where they could find their body. Yeah. Oh, it's in this giant pyramid. I can see it from space. So if you paint him in a thing, he might not be able to find himself. Exactly. Or maybe he will. I don't know.
It's not very mobile.
They can also chop the nose off, I imagine, with some kind of drill.
After they're dead.
And then dip it in silver and then give you a necklace of the
See,
snout.
That is just...
That's weird.
I don't know.
You could also get a vial of blood and stick it up your ass.
You could always do that.
You can get a diamond. But they could also take the ashes and then compress them into a diamond and then give you a ring.
See, that sounds a little bit more economically sound. I mean, you pay for it getting smashed into a diamond, then you get
a
diamond.
If that's an engagement ring, then, it's not a blood diamond. It's just a Booster diamond, you know?
Which is better.
You can freeze dry the body.
Uh-huh.
Or you can have some stupid artist on some website make you a song about them. You know,
artist all the way.
They'll send you.
So do they cremate the dog and then they put it in the instruments? And
the
then
body's
play
your
it,
problem.
Or...
The body's oh, your problem.
Gotcha.
They'll just,
they
make,
just
a
make
a
song. Yeah.
That's a way to immortalize your dog.
Gotcha.
So remember that lady who had her face ripped off by a chimpanzee?
Yes.
And then she was living in some weird, I'll take a cup of that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Having some wine. We're relaxing, chilling.
It's a two-buck chuck night, ladies and gents.
That's more than enough, dude. I could drive.
Come on.
All right, so she was this, like, housekeeper, some kind of situation with this old rich Connecticut lady in her house.
Like, the monkey just out of nowhere fucked.
I think that she was the lover of this monkey, and then the monkey got super jealous when this lady came near all of a sudden, you know?
Yep.
Because if you're a 50-year-old Connecticut rich lady, and you ain't getting no more D, you
what
know,
else
you might
you
just get
a
gorilla.
A monkey. Yeah.
I want to check out what getting gorilla fucked is like.
Was it a gorilla or was it a monkey?
Chimp.
Chimpanzee.
But chimpanzees are still... They can be big. Like, and also 10 times as strong as people. They have an unbelievable strength. But,
What about the situation?
So, now she's... So, basically, she took complete... She got her face ripped off. She sued the lady for $4 million. She liquidized the lady's entire earnings and estate. That's all gone. And then now she's like, who else can I sue? So, now she's trying to go to litigation to also sue Connecticut for, like, not taking this lady's chimp away. Apparently, Connecticut knew about the chimp. They didn't do anything about the chimp. They didn't ask this lady to get permits. And so she's like, okay, and also you're going to get sued for $150 million. So they're in litigation to get that. What do you think? This lady had her face, one face ripped off, and all of a sudden she's suing everybody.
So she's got $4 million.
Yeah. But that's not enough.
How much is she asking for?
Well, I think she's trying to get $150 million from the state of Connecticut. Yeah. Is this about health care?
What are you going to do with it? Like, what are you going to do with that much money?
And also, yeah, if you take $15 million and then put it in the bank, you know, on a CD, like at 5% interest. At 5% interest, though, you're getting paid like $350,000 a year or something like that.
Exactly.
You're good, lady without a fucking face. All right? You can fucking eat for $350,000.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, very unfortunate accidents.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was an accident. Like,
you did. Also, she approached the chimp.
Yeah.
She approached the chimp.
No.
All right, what happens after that? The chimp does in a jealous rage because he's fucking some old lady. You know, that's her.
So, where do you get this information that the chimp. And you said the rich lady, right?
Yeah.
They were fucking, huh?
Not so much information as in intuition.
What are the sources? Oh, okay.
The sources are, okay,
they're
source
like,
one. She,
the sources are the force that you feel.
Here are my sources. Here's the evidence. Number one, she was widowed. Okay? Evidence one. Evidence two, she has a fucking monkey walking around her house in a smoking jacket.
Was it a smoking jacket?
Need I say more?
So you... tell me there's pictures of this.
All right, I'm making up the smoking jacket. Okay, but he's an inside chimp. He's in there.
I really want to see those pictures, Eric.
You don't think a chimp gets horny? You don't think a chimp can fucking, you know, make it mount this old broad and see what happens?
I'm sure that the chimp could.
I don't think it was neutered.
No.
If it wasn't neutered, this chimp was fucking something. Maybe it had a little chimp, like stuffed animal.
I think chimps have a little bit better taste than fucking humans, if you ask me.
Yeah?
Especially old rich bitches.
She at least gave it a red rocket, you know? She let it see the colors in front of its eyes, you know? That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
She let it see the colors in front of its eyes.
At least once or twice. Okay,
let's move on. I wasn't kind enough to do that.
In Longway, were you bullied when you were in school?
Oh, I wouldn't say more than the average person.
Yeah.
Probably mostly due to my size. But yeah. Definitely, yes. Definitely bullied.
Yeah, do you think it made you like a...
Ball, and there was one time... I can tell you all the times I got punched in the head or the face.
Okay.
So, one time, I was like... You know, it was after school, and I was like doing something at the counselor's, and then going out of the hallway. It was one of those outdoor-indoor schools. You know what I'm saying? The weird kind of... like you're outdoors, and then you're indoors. It's like
that's good
something
weather.
Jesus. And so there was this group of men, you know, older. I think I was, seventh grade. These were probably some eighth graders. Going by. Open up the door for them to walk in. And then all of a sudden I just felt a pressure in my head that I hadn't felt before. And it was like a like each one of them, there were like five dudes like took a shot to my head
oh,
as
shit.
I was holding the door open for them.
Wow.
And
no.
as and when I like kind of like that just felt those like five hits and like I started like, what the fuck just happened? And as I like heard them like, oh, you fucked him up. And I was like, oh my god, what the fuck just happened? And those are the same middle school. The other time was, and this is, I like
this story.
This is Florida. Mm. There's some bad kids in Florida. It tells you, bad people in general in Florida. We've seen that though. They've proven themselves.
I think we're gonna have some Florida stories coming up here in a second.
So,
a lot of weird news comes out of Florida.
It does, yeah. Interesting, intense, media-worthy news. So I was walking to the bus. It was right after school. You know, the bus is ready to take us home.
Uh-huh.
Walking through the buses that were lined up, and all of a sudden I felt that sensation.
Oh.
And that head rush sensation.
You're getting your period.
Yeah. I'm having hot flash in my face.
You got punched.
And so I got punched like right in the back of the head. Some kid just walked up and punched me in the back of the head. And I was like, oh. And not knowing what happened immediately. And then this kid that was watching outside of the school bus, he, out of the window, he was like, oh my God, that kid just got punched in the back of the head. And then everybody looked at me. And then the other guy was running away. And then a couple months later, I became...
They're just punching and running.
Just punching and running, you know, no whatever.
What the fuck?
And so then I became friends with this one guy, and when I started to get to know him, he was like, oh my gosh, I remember you, man. I was like, oh, well, yeah, from school. And he's like, no, you were that kid that my friend punched in the back of the head. And I was like, oh yes, I do remember that. And he was like, dude, that was crazy because like you broke his hand. He had to go to the hospital. He, like, shattered his hand on the back of your head. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that fucker.
That's some fucking karma right there.
He deserves it.
That felt good. And, you know, just to know that I have that hard of a head.
Look at you. That's a
just
weapon.
Wants to take shots at it. The other guys might have been a little bit more hand strong. I don't know.
They got their shots in.
Yeah. It wasn't as hard.
So this kid's getting bullied. And so in Asheville, North Carolina, a woman said that she lifted a ban on her 9-year-old son's My Little Pony backpack. Apparently, this 9-year-old kid loves his My Little Pony backpack. But
no doubt,
They wanted to ban it because everywhere he went, you know, the kids are like, you fag with that My Little Pony. You
it's
fucking
like,
fag.
It's like people like saying like rape culture, like, oh, she was asking for it. If she were the, he's asking for to get called a fag. That's bullshit.
But then I think that, okay, that's the reaction. This is the thing. So they're letting him wear his backpack again, and they're introducing new anti-bullying measures, which means they probably had some presentation where some guy came down and went, hey kids, bullying's weird,
yeah, nothing's
right?
wrong with being a brony. Okay.
Okay, so let's not bully people. Okay. So.
Well, that just sounds.
I think, okay. I like that this kid wants to wear the backpack again, and it's that shows some balls, but it's like,
yeah. Fuck him.
You can't get upset. The kid can't get upset after being bullied. You gotta know, like, okay, if a girl, like, walks into a bar and she's got her cleavage hanging out, she's gonna get hit on.
Yeah.
That's just, like, that's what's happening. So if you're...
You're asking for it.
I don't want to say... I don't know. Where's the responsibility on the kid not to have everyone punch him in the head? Like, oh, if I wear this backpack, everyone, like, when I open the door for them, just
but
punch
why
him
does
in
that
the
have
face.
To be, like, getting punched in the head? I wasn't even wearing a My Little Pony backpack, and I got punched in the head.
It's a cruel world.
So you know what I say? I say wear and do whatever you want. Because you're going to get punched in the head regardless at some point.
I want this kid to start wearing high heels.
Oh.
And then just be like, fuck it.
You know, what I notice is, like, if you really play up the lameness of it, like, no one's going to have any ammo.
Yeah.
If someone's like, fag, I'll be like, without your diamonds. And they're like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
That's what My Little Pony is? It's all anime?
Yeah, you just make voices. Everything anime, you know.
Oh, okay. He just throws glitter at them. Martha!
I mean, My Little Pony is a pretty glittery show, bro.
It is.
I mean,
I don't know if
you've seen it.
Yeah, what is with bronies? A brony is someone who masturbates to My Little Pony. It's such a, like, that's what a brony is.
Is it?
Oh, no,
you got
it's
a boner
clopper.
Brony.
A clopper.
Oh.
That's someone who...
I'm learning new things every day.
It's weird that, like, more than one person in the world has ever masturbated to My Little Pony. And there's so many people
enough,
have masturbated.
Enough to where they've made drawings of it.
Yeah.
That people frequent the site.
Exactly.
To see the My Little Pony.
Exactly. It's like, there's so many of these people, it's way easier to just say cloppers instead of to say people who masturbate to My Little Pony, because there's so many right now. That's
what does cloppers stand for?
I don't know.
Because they clop.
Yeah. I guess they're trying to masturbate with hooves. Sounds like clippity-clop.
Like instead of like the dominatrix, you know, heels stepping on your balls, they're just clopping on your balls.
That's what they do. That's how it would go if you had hooves, eh? So here's what's going on. A neighbor's puppy interrupted a Canadian man playing Candy Crush. So he shot the dog to death.
This is some sad dog stories.
And here's the thing. Facebook makes games that are so addicting. Also, like, parents left, right, and center are, like, not feeding their kids because they're playing, these Facebook games.
What surprises me the most is that a dude that plays Candy Crush owns a gun. That seems, I mean, they should really, you don't really think of those things, you know? You don't think of like, this fucking fag man have a gun, right? Am I right?
Let's go bully some kids.
Let's go bully this guy playing Candy Crush. Oh shit, he's got a gun.
But
to shoot the dog, I mean, what was the dog really doing?
I guess it was probably barking.
Was it humping his leg and then he's like...
He went over, shut up, dog. I'm playing Candy Crush. You know.
Was it his dog or another dog?
Just says, I think it was someone else's dog.
Oh. Yeah.
His neighbor's dog.
I think there's going to be another suing story.
It was in Saskatoon.
Comment on.
So here's a Florida man story. This is what you're an expert on. You being a Florida man, let me know if you ran into this character. James Guy Bull, 61, allegedly attacked a dog on several occasions.
Oh,
he basically raped an 8-month-old female dog on his front porch. And the Daytona Beach police...
Is that like the guy that was like fucking his neighbor's dog during the night? Like, the neighbor would hear, like, his dog squeal at night and then wouldn't see anything. And then he caught the dude, like, he had been fucking his dog, like, late at night.
I guess that's... if that's
not the same thing.
It sounds like a similar story, but,
more people
the start of this article says Florida man. So I think that's, like, a cultural thing.
That's the main thing, yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm not going to say that Florida men don't fuck dogs more than...
Why are you patting yourself down?
I had a little spill.
You're just like, I'm a Southern lawyer. It is hot in here.
I've been getting the vapors.
May I be recluse for a lemonade as the temperature is quite excruciating. What's the weirdest Florida man that you ever ran into in Florida?
Oh, Jesus.
Or outside of Florida, but he was a Florida man, you know.
Florida man.
What's the weirdest shit that happened in Florida, man? What's going on? Was it just a lot of bullies, a lot of intolerance of
I mean, I've met some
being
weird
a pussy
people in my time.
Yeah.
It's hard. Oh, I got punched. There's another one where I got punched in the head because my friend Neil.
High school?
No, this is like after like a club or whatever. This guy was wasted.
Okay.
And Neil was wasted too. He opened up the door, and I think he barely like tapped the other guy's door, you know, car with it. With it, you know, my door, and then they go, you know how they talk when they're angry and drunk.
What do you mean there?
And then they, as in those white dudes, white dudes with fucking gelled up, spiky hair, like I have done before.
Uh-huh.
Those fuckers.
Trying to be like Blink-182.
the guy with the satanic eyes, right? So then he proceeds. I'm like backing out. I'm like, sorry, dude. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It was this guy over here, and he's like talking to me, and I just like, all right, I'll see you. And then he, as I'm screeching away, he like swings in.
He swings into your window to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And he gets you.
I'm like, you're stupid. No, he like, I think he hurt his arm more than he.
Yeah.
He got me, but I mean, that's not even that weird. I mean, that's just a douchebag.
Just a lot of punching. A lot of,
you know what? Douchebag cops.
Really?
Shh, don't talk about the cops. They're listening.
Oh, they're Oh, yeah.
There are some douchebag cops in
Florida. I'm afraid of some NSA fuckwit in a cubicle listening for keywords. Go fuck yourself. You're not a cop. You're a piece of shit. Yeah. Oh, I'm a police officer, and you're just sitting in a fucking cubicle. Go fuck yourself. That's the whole NSA.
Take away his badge, Eric. He's not worthy of it.
I'm making a citizen's arrest. If you're listening to this and you're in the NSA, I'm making a citizen's arrest right now. Go walk down, file the papers at the local police station that you fucked the dog. Called the Constitution. Anyway, listen, let's not get political. So you got punched by a Florida man.
Yep.
What else happened?
In Florida in general?
Yeah.
Well, there's been some renovating downtown and Church Street Station, you know.
So
they might be bringing back Rosie O'Grady's.
A Michigan apartment complex bans all indoor smoking inside residences. Now, what's this about? Like, when you buy a place or you buy a condo, you can't smoke in it. You can't smoke inside. What's going on? Does this make any sense?
Are you?
I just always think if you buy something, it pisses me off. Like, if I buy like a car, I want it to speed. You know, I want it to break the law with me. I bought it.
Right.
You know?
Now it is your property.
Well, some cars that have OnStar, when the cops are chasing you, OnStar will turn your car off if the cops are chasing you.
So it's why you don't get OnStar.
I fucking bought this car, and this car is telling me to shut down right now because I'm...
Yeah.
The cops didn't buy this car.
What you gotta do is you gotta buy the OnStar company.
Yeah.
And then they're not gonna fuck with your shit, dude.
Well... Still, you know, someone can hack into that shit somehow. Mm-hmm. Anyway. What do you think?
I did not know OnStar was that powerful to do with the car's engine.
Yeah.
You know? I thought it was just like a GPS.
It's just like electric thing. They just go turn it off. There's like this override system.
That's why you always keep a generator in your car.
Well, I believe in freedom. I believe that you should be able to... text your dick pics while drunk driving. You know what I mean? That's freedom. And no one from the government gets involved in any of that.
Especially the dick pic part.
See,
don't
it's illegal.
Be pissing on my dick pics. Don't be stomping on my dick pics. There's a good propaganda song.
Stay out of my dick pics, Uncle Sam.
I know you're pointing... to my dick pics.
Saying,
not gonna get rid of them.
I want your dick pics. I want you
to burn them
at the stake. Anyway, listen. What do you think? Michigan apartment complex bans indoor smoking. You know, you smoke. We smoke in your residence, right?
I'm smoking indoors right now. That's well, not right in this second,
not right
but
in a second.
You know, sometime
there's some joint left. But I'm out of questions, so you want to 46 minutes. So do you have any plugs? Twinkle Time. When's that promo coming out?
Come see me. Come see me. Come see me on the street. Come see me. I'm going to try to hike at Runyon Canyon more. So
come see me there. Come and try to get your phone number.
Check it out. Come see me. Be a person. And
check out Damien Shadows on
check it
on
out,
YouTube.
Guys. And you get me that private link. In fact, why don't you give me that private link right now?
Wait. Also, we're in a movie together that comes out in May. It's called Theater of the Deranged 2.
Double feature.
We're basically hosting segments of an anthology of different short horror films, you know.
And I'm sorry, Eric, but I have to bring this up. They always say, the best reviewer is yourself. And Eric gave this a stellar review. He said it was better than anything that we've ever done. On Damien Shadows. Which is saying a lot, because I liked our stuff.
I liked our stuff too, yeah.
You know, that we've done so far. But if you're saying, I haven't seen it yet, but if you're saying that this is better than that,
I
trust you.
I just think it's more professional. I think some of Damien Shadows looks a little too kind of just backyard thrown together. And when we fill out the rest of web series.
Well, it's supposed to be documentary style, right?
Yeah, but, you know. I don't know. Looking back, I think what we need more Damien Shadows of is fucking night vision ghost hunting. I think we need way more of that. Mm. And that's what's coming when we make more of them. Also, check out Here Comes Godot, April 10th and 11th. We're going to put on a screening at the Cat and the Lotus. There's free wine and cheese. There's art installations about the web series. We're trying to invite agents and managers to come. It's got to be fucking crazy. So check out the world premiere of Here Comes Godot at the Cat and the Lotus. Details are available on Facebook. The other thing is going on is I got a stand-up show tomorrow. So this Wednesday at Flapper's Main Room, 10 p.m., come check me out, do some stand-up.
Love it.
And, what else is going on?
Let's see. I was trying to look at, because you were giving out some dates. I was like, I should be professional, too, and give out some Twinkle Time dates.
Yeah.
Not dates.
Birth dates.
Birthdays.
Children's
and
birthdays.
And you know what? We're going to be performing at some mall in Vegas this Saturday. So if you're around any mall in Vegas, come check us out. We might be there. It's an Easter extravaganza.
How do you? You
we're
don't know
introducing
what mall?
The Easter Bunny. It's
Wait,
gonna be
what mall is
crazy.
It again? You're not sure?
It's a mall.
How are people gonna find you? Some mall. Okay, so just check
you
out.
Know what? You know what? This is better because people are gonna be like, "Wow, he did not give any information." I'm gonna have to Google Twinkle Time.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to YouTube Twinkle Time and watch some of their videos.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, oh, wow, this is what Twinkle Time is. I've seen it on the web. Now I can go all the way to Vegas and see it live. Can't wait to run along the sand. Hold all the seashells in my hand. Build castles higher than the sky. From the ice cream guy, want a corn dog and a cook. We're heading to the beach. Let's go.
What if, if you were an alien, you came down to Earth, okay? You saw what's going on.
Yeah.
Would you have any advice, any intergalactic advice for? What if you got to meet Obama and you're the alien from Gorgak? What would you say to him?
I'd say, in Gorgak, we don't have separate countries. You know what? We don't have certain things that would alienate.
Oh, shit.
I'd zing it like that. Alienate anyone else. You know? Uh-huh. You know?
Zingers.
And if there are, we understand that everyone's different. except for us, because we're all pretty much the same as me and the alien race, right? Yeah. Kind of like the Borg, you know.
To be not such a rehearsed speech. You're like, my genitals are like a webbing, and so, like, you know, our references, like, are wing, different.
But
what I'm saying is, Mr. Obama,
I kind of just came up with this as we sat down with you, Mr. Obama. Uh-huh. But I mean, really, the only thing that's, like, making us fuck up as humans is the fact that this person is from another country, this person speaks another language, this person believes in something that I don't believe in. So you know what? In my alien race, we'd be all on the same page. We'll be like, hey, you think this way, I think this way. Fuck it. Let's go take over Earth. And then we give each other a high five. And then we go to Earth. And then I'd make up this prepared speech that doesn't sound like it's prepared to Obama.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, I'd be like, I'm just fucking with you, bro.
Podesta, 64, has more than once publicly urged the United States government to release any UFO files that could help scientists determine the real nature of this phenomenon.
Always a pleasure. Ian Longway, thanks for stopping by the Highway Diary podcast.
Thank you for allowing me to stop by the podcast.
I stopped by your place.
Oh, right, yeah, you're here. That's right. We're not playing pretend.
We're not playing pretend. We're here. This is as real as it gets. All right.
I showed you a picture of Booster.
The puppy. You're
looking at it now.
That's another episode of the Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Later.